Welcome all to An Idiot's Guide to Sport, where every episode me and Danny dive into different sports with new guests every week. Try to get a grasp on different sports and the lifestyle that comes with it.
Today we're joined by Josh Wallace, who's an avid ice hockey player for Hallam University. Josh, how are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, man. And Harry, how are you?
Yeah, going well. What a nice day.
Well, let's get it cracking then. Josh, what's your experience like in the ice hockey sport, and what's it been like for you playing it?
My experience has been very unique, I think, compared to most hockey players in the UK, because a lot of people play from when they were young, which I have done, but due to ice hockey being a very expensive sport in terms of like the equipment.
Is it quite a costly sport? No, I wouldn't have thought, because like, you got to think about what have you got to pay for? Your pads? Like, just equipment-wise, like, how much does a set of pads set you back?
Well, I got all my new pads because basically I played when I was younger, but then I stopped for a couple of years. And then when I came back to when I started at uni, I started again and I bought all my like equipment new because obviously none of the old pads fit me. And it probably cost me like bog standard equipment just shy of a grand.
Mate, so
I wouldn't have known that.
I sort of thought it'd be like a couple, like maybe 100 quid, 200 quid for a really good like hockey stick, and then I didn't realise pads had cost that. That's wild.
Yeah, well, a bog standard like a hockey stick is about 100 quid, but they can go anywhere from 100 quid up to 500 quid, if not more.
Yeah, and if you're like,
do you have to use your own stuff as well? Like when let's say you play for Hall or anything, do they not provide it?
Yeah, no, it's like, so what is it? So we get obviously our own equipment. There is kind of like deals that we do get with like the local shops where we get a bit of discount.
It's better than nothing.
But pretty much the only thing we have to pay, well, the only thing we really get off the uni, which sometimes we still have to get, is just travel expenses to go to like away games. But even then, that's quite rare. But it's like the hockey fees this year were 160 per semester.
Does that include your like your time on the rink as well? Like, does that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Obviously. Yeah. So that semester fees basically cost every training session, every match, and then insurance on top of that. You're fairly covered, but I mean, that in itself is quite cheap because, like, if I was to go to a rec team, I'm probably looking about, it's about 15 quid a session for training every session. And then if there's a game after that, it will probably be like maybe 40 quid to play a game. So you're probably looking around 100 and some quid a month for a normal,
just to be a part of the game. No, but that's like in football, you don't really see that because you pay £1 for subs just to play the first. If you play £1 every half, and that's about it. You got to pay for your boots, which is you get your kit handed to you. But other than that, it's pretty much just walk onto the pitch. No, I didn't realise it's fees.
Like maximum maybe 50, 100 quid at the max, and that's the only thing you really need apart from.
How did you actually get into ice hockey?
It's because obviously, like, with it being quite a dangerous sport, you obviously got to get a load of pads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Protection.
Have you guys heard of the film The Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
It was literally, I just watched that when I was a kid.
I'm looking at it now. Sounds like me with Space Jam and like how it's a childhood film, you know what I mean? And then it makes you like follow a sport forever.
I literally just watched that and then I was like, yeah, I've got to get me some of that. And then my uncle worked as a security guard or like a steward for the Coventry Blaze. So he got us free tickets. So we'd go there literally like religiously every Sunday or something like that. And then it was like that. And then we did all the skating sessions. And then I guess this is a story my mum's told me. Based on the way how me and my brother skated, some lady came up to my mum's like, have they ever considered playing ice hockey? Because their style is very hockey-like style.
Oh, okay.
And we did all the classes for that. But then when we like kind of finished all the classes, they were like, oh, yeah, so these are the prices. And we were like,
Jesus, just to like be a part of a sport. Yeah, just to even participate in the sport as well. Not to be like a professional or just to participate in the
Just to
sport.
play it.
I'm just looking at the Coventry Blaze
Because I
team
mean,
now.
with the
Go on. No, you go,
I
Josh, you
mean,
go.
with like in Coventry, the closest ring obviously is Coventry, the Coventry Blaze where they play. But the problem with that is because there's only that one and there's not really many teams around, it is literally the Coventry Blaze Academy that you play for when you're young. So obviously they've also you've not only got to pay for the actual sport itself, you've got to pay for the royalty of playing for Coventry Blaze Academy. So whereas I think up in Sheffield you've got a fair few teams up in Sheffield. I can't remember the name of the academy, but there's about two or three academies, but they're not directly linked to the Steelers, so they can't be like, oh yeah, we're the Steelers Academy, an extra 50 quid. Whereas Coventry Blaze is like, we are, it is literally the academy for the club, you know, so they can charge that little bit extra because
And
it's
that's still
like
the way in.
is there like an age where like you can get, is it like scouting in hockey and stuff, or is it like an age where you have to get picked up by and stuff?
So it's quite similar to football where basically you get you play for years and then obviously you'll either go to tryouts and stuff like that. A lot of the time, like say for example in Coventry, you just play for the academy and then you'll either get scouted by the local rec teams because you've got numerous levels, like in football, like you've got the under 18s, under 21s and all that jazz. With hockey, you've got the loads of different levels where you've got the EIHL, which is the Elite League, which is where Coventry Blaze, Sheffield Steelers play, and you've got the IHL, which is like the one below that. I can't remember the actual like letters for them, but you've like got the pros and you got the semi pros and amateurs and stuff like that. So it's all levels, and it basically just looks like basically works like that way. You get scouted, you get put in the team, and if you play well there, you could get graduated into the next team. But in Sheffield, I know it works as you've got the Sheffield Steelers themselves, and then you've got the Steel Dogs that play out in Sheffield, which is where I play. And then usually a lot of the Steel Dogs have like partial contracts with the Steelers. So if the Steelers have injuries or if there's anything like that, then
They're
they can then
already
get called
signed on to go straight
up.
into that squad.
Like
So,
dual
and that's kind of,
registration.
that'd be like a
So,
blessing kind of in disguise. Like, do they, yeah, it's like you're going up into the higher level.
So it's a bit like a reserve team because there's this lad that I play with called Nick Winters, and he plays for Steel Dogs as a goalie. And then one of the goalies for Steelers got, I think he had a concussion or something from basically getting hit in the helmet with the puck, obviously being in goal. But obviously, because it was a concussion, you're not allowed to play, and he basically got called up as the emergency backup. So he would not have been on the ice at all, but he basically got called up just in
Ended up
case the
playing in a
starting and the backup got injured.
Is it a similar
So.
standard then? Is it like, say, if one player came up to that team, would it be like they'd know how to play with them players as well?
Oh yeah,
Or
they'd
like,
know all of the ins and outs and stuff like that. They'll probably play, or go to the same training sessions and stuff like that. There will be that quality gap, but it won't be far off, especially as like a goalie as well.
I know
I was
this
gonna say
is.
there can't be that many, there can't be that many goalies in ice hockey, I reckon. I was thinking
No,
that.
like the pads in as a goalie are like double what they are as a player because like you've got so much more padding to you because obviously you're getting hit with a puck literally everywhere possible. You've got to be protected literally
Gotta be
everywhere.
protected. No, makes sense.
That's what I was thinking when I
So I
saw when I
think
went to the varsity game the other week. That was the first time I'd ever seen hockey in general. I was thinking that puck is actually very, very small, isn't it?
it
It
is
looks,
tiny.
when you're watching it, you just like you see it for 1 second, and it gets pinged around the ring. You just like you actually can't find it for a few seconds before you see it again. It was crazy watching that.
But with that, say the goalies, like the leg pads that they use on their like shins to obviously save shots with, like a decent one of those just for one of them is like 600 quid. So it's a very expensive sport, and
You're
you've
gonna
got
say
to have a lot of
seems very expensive.
So you've got to either have a lot of money or you're doing ice hockey and nothing else, which is a situation for me. I
Can you get sponsored or
don't
anything
come
like that?
from.
No.
What's that?
Can you get sponsored? Can people
Yeah, you can
sponsor
get
something
sponsored.
for you?
Like, The only problem with ice hockey is it's a little bit more difficult than in football in terms of actually like getting sponsors, because obviously they want something to show for it, like the logo on the jersey or something like that, which you can get, but it's just a little bit more difficult.
It
But
sounds
there's
quite.
this one lad that I play with that has I think two sponsors, and he usually gets like a lot of his sticks paid for with that. So
It just sounds like a very difficult sport to sort of get into, like to begin
yeah,
in.
just to
So
start.
say like I wanted to just have a go, it'd end up it, you have to, it's not really like that, is it? It's very much you've got to
No.
have been
Commitment. Yeah,
brought
you've
up, a
got
bit of
to
commitment.
invest.
Yeah, absolutely. And invest
Yeah.
is a good word. No,
Yeah,
very.
you've got to like, it's like you're either all in or all out. There's no in between.
Which
Like I've
makes
said a few
sense.
times.
Go on.
Yeah, I've said a few times I'd love to try being in goal at some point, but you can't exactly just go and grab a
Yeah.
pair of pants.
But I'm quite
So.
surprised that teams and like lower league teams don't have like sets of pads to give out, you know what I mean? It's very much individually, you have to go out there, you have to go and buy them,
You gotta
you have
source
to
it
do it
all.
yourself. And then
Yeah.
if you turn up without that, it's like, well, you that's it, you can't, you're not doing it. That's the bit that I'm
Yeah.
finding a bit. I
Well,
didn't realize
a
that.
lot of it, like I know, yeah, I know the uni team, they do have a little bit like that, but you're basically renting the kit, so you still got to pay
Yes.
for it.
Yeah. It's
Yeah,
still,
like the thing
and then
is,
you don't even own it
over
either.
time. Yeah, over time, obviously you're paying that much money for it. You might as well, over that like 1 or 2 years, you spend the same amount as money as you would buying the full kit, but you've actually just rented it. You don't actually have the kit for yourself.
I remember you
So when I
said,
did it, I just,
No, go
yeah, when I, well, when I started, I basically just sold a load of shit just to
on.
basically go and do it.
Had to fully
But
commit to that sport. There was no ifs, ands, buts.
yeah,
I
it
was
seems like it's a lot of money to get into, isn't it? Just to like even have an attempt. But you yeah.
think with football, most of it's free to an extent, isn't it? Apart from.
Football, you just get chucked in. Jobs are good, and but in hockey, you don't really ever play or have the opportunity. You can play on the grass, obviously, but ice hockey, such a different, like, such a difference. Especially when I was at school, anyway,
Yeah.
we never had that. We never
It
had a chance to
wasn't
go and
really
play.
heard of, I don't think. Hockey in general
Yeah.
wasn't really
There
known.
was a
Yeah,
lot
well,
played on grass,
obviously
but
if
to get it on
yeah,
ice.
because that's field hockey, which I jokingly call it the poor man hockey, because the only
Yeah.
thing you really have is shoes and a stick. But it's like, yeah, the only chance you really got is if you literally went out of your way to go do it or anything like that.
When
But
you were growing up, how far away was the like closest ice hockey rink? Like,
about 20 minute drive, something
yeah,
like that.
fair. No, that's
So
not
it
too
weren't
bad.
too bad at all. But there's some people, like say if you live in Northampton, because I live in Coventry mainly. But if you live in places like Northampton or Leicester, it's the closest ones are like say Nottingham, Coventry.
No, but that's, yeah, me coming from just outside of York, like I'm assuming York will have one, but that's still a 40, 50-minute drive for me. Like, it's not like where you can just walk up to your local footy pitch or look more like
Yeah.
they're you have to be in the right place for it as well.
Yeah, it seems it's a
Yeah,
lot of
and
commitment to
sometimes
it.
they're not even like that good. Like the one the ring up in Newcastle in Whitley Bay is notoriously known at university level and just in like hockey in general. It is one of the worst rings ever. Like it
What
is
makes a
easily the
bad
worst
ring?
ring in
Yeah, I was
like
gonna say what makes a bad ring.
water or like surface water? I don't know.
Well, that can happen. That just comes down to the zone.
One sec, am I lagging? Oh my, what? No, why have I gone?
The insulation in the roof, because panels have fallen down. The ring itself, like the ice is just terrible to the point where the ice is bumpy. Like it's not even like smooth ice where like when you skate on it, you can
So like
literally
a
just
Sunday league
bounce.
footy pitch out has like bubbles and it has like,
Literally.
yeah, it's same kind of
Yeah.
vibe
Exactly.
but on ice.
It'd be worse
Yeah,
on ice,
exactly that.
wouldn't
Like if you were to do like a little tour in the UK to like the worst rinks, like you'd
it?
be like, bloody hell, how can you play ice hockey on this? Because there's some that aren't too bad. Like the one at Solihull is okay, the ice is fine, but there's no boards. Like there's boards around, but then there's a net. Like you know how there's usually like the glass or the
There's like,
plastic.
yes, there's the plastic, like, and then the, well,
Yeah.
Yeah,
But
there's the
they're
protection and then
absolutely
there's the
cool.
big piece of plastic stopping the. Yeah.
Yeah, there's only net. There's no actual like window there. It's just net. So if you get put into the boards there, it's gonna hurt because you're not going up against a wall. You're going up against a bloody net.
And then the fans like right up against the net when they're watching that.
Sometimes, yeah.
That sounds like it could be a difficult.
The Hallam one, like a really good setup, to be fair, when I went there.
Yeah.
Like,
So it's good because it's all up close and personal, but at the same time, I just don't know how it's allowed to play hockey there because it can be quite dangerous.
Do you have to learn how to be like a skater before you even try to do the hockey just type thing, or is it
Oh,
like
yeah.
with each other?
Yeah, I mean, the way how I kind of put it, you can't be a good hockey player if you're a bad skater. But you can be a good hockey player if you're a good skater. If any of you two can skate, you've got a good chance of being able to be a good hockey player. But if
I've
you
only
can't,
been
if you're not
a
a good
few
skater, you
times,
can't be a
but
good hockey player.
I
I
don't know.
did.
That's what when I was watching that time, the varsity game, I was thinking like it's not just about like hitting the puck and like getting in the right position. Like you've got to think about your feet and stuff all the time, aren't you? How
Yeah.
fast you're going and stuff. I was thinking
There
if that's not
was a
essentially what.
pop-up ice rink near my like local pub that they popped up like a few winters ago, and I went to have a go, and honestly, it was on like fake ice and it was the most difficult thing I've ever tried. Like when you watch it in
Yeah.
real time and you see the speed and the accuracy and the technique that they all have, like I'm assuming like I couldn't imagine it. Couldn't imagine it. But I guess if you're
Yeah,
born and weaned on it makes sense. It does make sense.
I mean, I've been skating personally since I was like six. Like I started like really, really young. And for like everyone else, ice skating is just like walking. It's just second nature. You don't really think about it. It's
Yeah,
just
you just
like
put them on and it
how
feels
like
the
when you're playing
natural.
football. Yeah, like when you're
Absolutely.
playing football and you come to us like you gotta do like a sudden turn, do a stop. You obviously take certain measures so you don't like say tear your ACL or you buckle your knee or something like that. It's essentially a bit like that, but just more in a movement. And you've just got to think about certain things to do instead of like just stop and start. You've got to
Is
think
there
about
a lot
how
of
to
like
stop,
is there
when
a lot
to
of
turn.
injuries in it then as well? Because obviously I've seen when it's like all the barging and stuff, there's a lot of barging and stuff in it as well, isn't
Yeah,
there?
I mean, in terms of injuries, you probably see a few more in football than you do in hockey, surprisingly. But when you do tend to get injuries in hockey, they're usually fairly bad. But with some, you can still play.
But it is a
Like there was this lad.
it's a heavy contact sport, and it's like, but
Yeah.
it's sort of done the right way, if that makes sense, is the way I'd look at
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, this lad in the NHL about 2, 3 years ago, there was a lad who played for the Boston Bruins. They were in the playoffs, which is basically games out of seven, and then obviously if you win the majority, you go through. But this is one lad. Well, the team itself were like set to win the whole thing. They had like really good odds, and one of their best players and the captain basically broke his jaw. But obviously, you're not really supposed to play with a broken jaw. So he had two options of not play and don't have like surgery and stuff like that for like obviously and get it all done and not play, or have his jaw wired shut or drilled shut, have a juice diet for however many weeks and still
Jesus.
be able to play. So what he decided to do was basically just get his jaw like wired shut so he was only like eating juices for like the next 2, 3 weeks.
That's some dedication. Some dedication there.
And then he literally just
Play
kept
the
on playing.
game with a
But the funny
broken
thing is about all that
Jesus.
is, yeah, the funny thing is as well, they didn't even win that round as well. They got knocked out. So he wired his
He
jaw
got
shut
sent
and then got surgery.
home.
Drinking juice for weeks to not even win as well.
Yeah. So like
What's
the
a
injuries
player?
can be quite bad, but there's stuff that can be done. But if like usually if you do your knee, you're out for a good while. Like, I played
It's
with
the
someone
same as
called
a majority of sports, though. It as opposed to like, it's
Yeah.
not because you're getting chucked into walls and fighting all the time. Like you see clips of fighting and things like
Yeah.
that. That's not a normal way to get injured in ice hockey. It's
No.
just the same as
Like
any other sport.
I find it very surprised. Yeah, I'd be very surprised if people get hurt getting actually thrown into the boards because you do get shown how to take a hit. Even if you
Yeah,
don't see it, you're always
absolutely.
prepared for it.
Absolutely.
But the main thing is that your main concern with getting put into the boards is basically concussion. That's your only real concern, unless like you go like really weird. Or it's like a dirty hit and you don't expect it. Because I played in the Varsity Twos on the 23rd of April, so it's literally just been. And right at the end of the period, I skated down to the end of the ring. and I kind of realised it was the end of the period, but I came to a sudden stop and then went to go around another way because I had a guy chasing after me, but I just stopped. I didn't realise how far I was ahead of him, but then I stopped and went to go the other way, and then buzzer blew, obviously, for the end of the period.
Just kept coming.
And then, yeah, and then he basically came and hit me after the whistle and then straight into the boards. And I basically went in, like, literally shoulder and neck into the boards. That is what's considered to be, like, a major penalty.
Yeah.
And some refs would eject him from the game, like a red card. Or some people, well, what he got was a 10-minute penalty. So you have something that's called a 2 plus 10. Which is basically for 2 minutes you have a man down, so it's 5-on-4.
Okay.
But then for the remaining 10 minutes after that, he has to stay in the box, but another person can come in. So it goes from 5-on-4 to 5-on-5, but he has to stay in the bench or in the box for another 10 minutes.
Okay. So you get your player back, but it's not the same player that it was.
No.
Yeah,
yeah. Like so it's essentially like a sin bin, but then you get a man back and then you're able to carry on. But like that was a fairly, like, it was like you could watch the video on YouTube and it was a very big hit. And but at the same time, I wasn't injured by it.
Is there anything,
like,
you can do?
I'd be more concerned. Like, if I got that hit in football, I'd probably be more injured playing football with that same hit than in hockey, because not only have you not got the pads on, but you're also not really anticipating that.
You don't expect
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But to come out unscathed as well, like, you are lucky, but at the same time, you're doing it the right way, and it's like, it's just not a nice hit. A bad hit.
Yeah. But I guarantee as well, it weren't only me that got hit, obviously hit by, because he had to go into me, so I guarantee
absolutely.
He definitely got
hit. Yeah, he'll have been shook up as well.
It's because there's so much stuff riding on them varsity games, isn't there? Like, it's just a massive feud as well.
Yeah, so I mean, the varsity ones, there's 9,000 people that attend there every year.
Yep.
So, and they always sell it out. And I actually worked out, like, tickets are, I think they're £20 a ticket for the varsity ones. And there's 9,000 people.
I
worked it out. Like, just baseline tickets without food and merchandise and stuff like that. They make
$180,000. Yeah, absolutely. Still sell.
Yeah, we're expensive that day. Like, even the bar and stuff was really steep.
But the funny thing is, with obviously this, like, UK hockey situation, obviously it's not the biggest in the UK, but in America and stuff like that, like, there's more hockey rings in Toronto than there is in the whole of the UK.
Yeah. No, that
so
was
they,
kind of
they,
yeah.
Yeah, they basically have hockey rings as we have Sunday league pitches.
Absolutely. I was going to sort of go into that, and like, that's sort of what opens the door up a lot more. Well, there's just a lot more of it over there, a lot more of it, and a lot more accessible. Do you think there's, like, a massive standard, gap? There's a difference in standards when you look at our professional league and their professional leagues. Is there many British, like, professionals that have gone to the NHL?
I don't know of many, but I know there is. I'm not saying, like, the quality of players here compared to there is a massive difference, but I'd still say it's quite similar to football, like the MLS compared to the Premier League and stuff like that. It's a little
it's
bit
vice
like
versa,
that,
same way. How? Yeah.
I don't necessarily think.
It's like Americans have so much more money to, like, facilitate the different sports. I don't know, like.
Well, yeah.
Advancing certain things where there seems to be a lot more money in things that, like, could be spread out. Like, you think even the MLS, there's a lot of money in it, but, like, the actual quality is not that good compared to Europe, is it?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, with America, I mean, you've got ice hockey teams for high school and, like, middle school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, they have that
in the same way we have
here,
a football team at school, a basketball team at school, a rugby team at school. Like, they have, absolutely, American football,
and,
ice hockey
even then,
is...
even then you haven't necessarily got, like, proper coaches. You just got PE teachers, whereas in America, like, I've seen a few documentaries and stuff like that where... the college coaches get paid bank. Like, they get paid what some, I think there was one where he was on, like, $1 million contract just for coaching college American football.
Oh, American football.
Like, they take it seriously over there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got a lot more funding in the lower ranks not even in the lower ranks, but sort of. The college side of sport in America is much bigger and much more heavily funded.
Yeah, there's so much more.
Yeah, like, if you was to put, I think if you were to put, like, say, like American football or just college sports in perspective of England, your college sports is probably the equivalent of like the championship here. Like, it's just that level down. Like,
absolutely.
it's not really much difference.
It's a
It's not
very
necessarily
high
that different.
standard of the sport, and it's the youngest of the. Absolutely. And often come through
So,
to be a professional.
yeah,
Well,
it's
they
quite,
already are professional, you know what I mean?
it's quite similar, but I mean, like in America, like your high school coaches are most likely play professional. Like they know what they're talking about, whereas here it's just John that's been playing for 20 years.
Yeah, he just has a
Most
good
likely
feel
be
for the sport.
has been
Yeah,
watching
like they
football
probably
for.
knows his stuff, like or like say for example Coventry Blades in the academy there, they probably had ex players doing that type of stuff. But if you were to go to like a rec team and stuff like that, the majority of the time the coaches have just been playing a long time, so they know what they're talking about. But they
Absolutely.
just don't necessarily know the full extent. They probably have their coaching badges and stuff like that,
Is there
but
like
they're
a
not
retirement
like to
age
the
as well?
extent of like the American coaches.
Is there like a retirement age for like hockey in general? Like, is there an age
Surprisingly,
where they
no.
stop?
Not really. Again, it's quite like football where obviously usual retirement age is like late 30s type of time like that. But then even then you've got like beer league, basically Sunday league. You've got rec teams, and then you've got like the loads of teams like that
Of
where
all
you've got the
ages.
older leagues and the younger leagues. So there's always like a league or like a level to accommodate it. So you can always play it. Just I guess depends on how your body can handle it. Because I mean, obviously,
As
we're
long as they're
being
not
bent
too
over pretty much the majority of the time while playing, your back does feel it.
old.
And one of the first things I got told by a coach when I started to get back into ice hockey about 2 years ago was, if you're looking for a healthy back by the time you're 40, don't play hockey. It is one of those things where it just comes down to your body. Like you see, like players like say Ronaldo. Granted, he is like one of the best ever, and he's played professional, but he's 39 still, like
Doing the
probably fitter than
business,
most 20-year-olds.
doing the business. No, that's it. Like LeBron James as well in the NBA to be 39 and still one of the top five in the league. Like, just because they're old, it doesn't decipher how good they are. And I imagine ice hockey's the same. If you've got the ability, you've got the ability, don't you?
You never
Absolutely.
really lose that sort of stuff.
It's like this the guy, one of the like the runners of the uni team in Sheffield. His name is Michael Schlozzi. He's Canadian, and I don't know how old he is, but I think he may be 40 something. But he's still like I think he plays in the B's or the A's. But he played at Varsity Ones, and you probably wouldn't be able to notice his
Oh,
age
was
if
that
you
the
looked
guy
at
that
him.
played for Uni Off?
I
Is that
think so, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. He was saying in the crowd he looked really old, like bald beard, and then like he
That's
looked
him, yeah.
old, like he could have been someone's dad on the pitch. We were like, "There's no way he's still at
Yeah,
uni."
like one of his sons was playing with him. Like one of his
Really?
sons was actually on the ice at the same time.
Wild.
Yeah,
That's
we're saying that.
wild.
We all saw him. I was just like, he looks really old.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like if he weren't to take off his helmet or anyone was to, you probably wouldn't recognize that he's
On the actual,
that
like,
age because he can
what
still
he's actually
compete.
doing on the actual rink. Yeah, fair. Is it called a rink? Would you call it a rink? Yeah, like playing on a court,
Our
playing on a
ice
pitch,
rink.
playing on a rink. Yeah.
Because there was actually a bit of what was that? Not necessarily uproar, but the commentary for the Varsity Ones had a lot of backlash because the people that were doing it had never, you could tell they've never watched a game of ice hockey in their life because they changed the words of the ring to a court, a pitch. I can't remember else, but there was like five different types, and they were just saying all the stuff, and they were like, like there was this one attempt at a goal, it's just like a wraparound, which is literally you go behind the goal, you just try to get in. It was literally the furthest ring from a wraparound, and they just had no idea what it was, but they were calling it all sorts. And there was a load of people that gave it backlash because I also did the commentary for the Varsity Twos last year.
Nice.
And I know the guy that usually does the commentary for the Varsity Ones, and I had a little chat with him because I did my podcast with him. And he was basically saying he basically complained to Forge TV, basically saying like, granted, because what they wanted to do, they wanted to get students to do it and not like other people to do it, being as it's a student event, which was like, yeah, fair enough. But then he then went and complained saying, if you're gonna do it, just students, at least get someone that actually knows what they're talking about, because they genuinely didn't. But that's just down to the fact that people don't necessarily know a lot about ice hockey, because unless you're involved in it, you don't
It's
really know. I mean,
quite,
even
well, no,
myself,
that's it. Fair
yeah,
point.
even myself, like I've played for years, so I know a fair bit, but I also There's some lads I play with that I don't come anywhere near to knowing the same amount. So, like, the level of like knowledge in hockey, like in football, you've got like a 26-man squad to go to it. Like, obviously, for the season, like, let's say in the Premier League, you've got like a 26-man squad without youth players. And then, say, Champions League is the same. Euros, it's the same. You've only got to remember those 26 players. And usually, there's only like 11 starting and then obviously 5 on the bench or something like that.
Yeah.
In ice hockey, you've got 25 men going to every single game, switching out constantly. But then you've also got like 70 other people still in the roster that are still playing, whether that's in reserves, on backup, whatever there is. Like the amount, and there's also 30, I think there's going to be 33 teams going into next season, or 35. So very, you're looking around 3,500 players in the whole of the league.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. There's a lot to remember.
I didn't realize there was such an amount like of teams and especially players on a team. I didn't realize that as well. And like,
but I probably should clarify. That's the NHL. You've got like 35 teams starting next season because there's just been a new team that's just been announced.
Wow, I didn't know. 35 teams seems like a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah. But the thing is, they play games like every 2-3 days. It's not like football, you have to wait a week or two.
Yeah, it's literally a game every two or three days.
Is it still the same format as like home and away as well then? So it's like play twice in the season?
Yeah, it's a bit like that. But obviously, it's, you play them a few more than twice. I don't know how many it is exactly, but you've got stuff like league games and you've got cup games. And then if you reach playoffs and you've got playoffs, like you're probably playing each team at least like 5 times a year. So, it is very hectic. Sorry?
It's a lot of games, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think, what? So, you're playing 34 different teams, and you could play them 5 times.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of games. Like, I think it's, I can't remember exactly how much, but assuming you reach to the end of playoffs, you're probably playing around 70 games a season.
Damn. It's like, if you think that is relentless on the body, imagine doing that for 25 years, like every season, like that is relentless.
That's also why you have such big squads, because like you've got obviously your star players that will probably be playing most games, but then there'll be the odd game where, like, say one of the top teams here, the Boston Bruins, will probably play against one of the lower teams, say the San Jose Sharks, for example. The top players probably would just take a rest in that game because obviously it's not that crucial. It's a fairly easy game. Then you can bring someone else in and fill that up and get them some experience as well. So,
right. I feel like we've got a lot of intel right now.
I have learned more about hockey in the last 20 minutes than I think I ever will.
Josh has displayed a lot of knowledge there.
He's also ruined my dream by making me realise I can't afford to just buy and walk onto
a rink. Yeah, I'm not sure student life can accommodate
I'll stick to spectating, Josh. But no, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us.
Always. Josh. Anytime.
This has been me and Harry on the first episode of An Idiot's Guide to Sport. Join us next week for a rugby union session.